The nation spends billions of dollars training soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, and yet the unemployment rate for those mustering out of military services is in the double digits. Democratic Senator Patty Murray wants to change that. She sponsored a bill that cleared the Senate Armed Services Committee. She told us why the bill is needed and what's in it.
The problem that we have today is that as a nation, we spend literally billions of dollars training young men and women in our military, and then when they separate, go home, and come back to the civilian world, we pretend like it never happened. We've lost their skills, we've lost their investment, and the result is a 27% unemployment rate for returning Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. So what our legislation does is it takes a huge step forward in rethinking the way we treat our men and women in uniform after they leave the military, take the investment we have given them in their training, and help them use that as they come back to the civilian world to get a job.
What is currently being done for them, and how is this bill going to make it different?
We do a number of different things. We provide job training for service members who are leaving our military. That's something that right now is not mandatory. We provide a fast track to federal employment for our veterans to allow them to start the job process of getting a job without having to wait months after they separate to get a job. And one of the things that's really important is we help them transfer the skills they learned in the field back to civilian jobs by starting to cut the red tape they face around training and certification barriers.
So this sounds like it's primarily aimed at the recruits or the people that come out at lower level ranks as opposed to the career officers who tend to have good entree into industry.
Well, oftentimes if you're high ranking, you do. But certainly if you've been in the military for 4 or 8 years, you may be a medic. You may be a technician. You may be a team leader. You may be a truck driver. But you come home and all of a sudden those skills are deemed worthless. We have to rethink the way we have invested the training in all of those skills so that those young men and women, when they come home, use those skills in the civilian world.
Okay, so tell us what the bill would specifically do for training.
Well, first of all, for job training, we make it mandatory that before a service member leaves the service, that they have job training where they look at the skills that they've been doing for the last 4 or so years and are told this is what you can do with those skills when you come home. These are the job openings. You may need a certification, but this is how you get it. So they're actually thinking about their service in a way that is job training or job skills for what they can do when they come home. That is not being done right now, which is just not, it doesn't make any sense. Secondly, a lot of our veterans go into federal employment, but what they have to do is they have to come home, get separated, and start a very long process to get a job. We're saying for the first time, you can start that before you leave the military, so once you are separated, you don't have months of unemployment. You can begin right away to work.
Did you say 27% unemployment rate?
Yeah, we right now have a 27% unemployment rate for returning Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, even though we have spent billions of dollars in training them in very specific skills for the military.
What? Where's the disconnect? Why is that?
Well, you know, I've spent a lot of time talking to these young men and women, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, they may leave high school and join the military and get training in technical work or in being a medic or being a truck driver, and all of a sudden that is just worthless to them when they leave. Their peer who graduated from high school went to get a commercial truck driver's license or went to school to learn how to be a medic, doesn't see what they did for the last 4 years as worthless. So that is something we have to change the mindset of that. Secondly, a lot of vets tell me they don't even write the word veteran on their resume. They're worried about how the employer will view them. We need to change that dynamic so employers today see that serving in the military is actually excellent job training, and the skills that they have are something that our employers want.
We're speaking with Senator Patty Murray, and she is backing Bill S-951, which mandates job training for veterans. And so what do you see as the role for DOD vis-a-vis the role for the Veterans Affairs Department as that handoff kind of takes place?
Well, that's what we are fundamentally trying to change in our bill. The Department of Defense, the military, has always looked at servicemen and women as what they use for their employment for 4, 8, how many ever years they're in. They never view what their role is to help make sure that those servicemen and women, once they leave the military, look at life in a way that what they've learned in the military is useful to them in the civilian world. It's kind of use them and they're gone. We want the military to start thinking of themselves more as what we have done to train these young men and women and our role in making sure that they, as they enter the civilian world, can be successful.
How much is it going to cost to do this and to help cut that unemployment rate back?
Well, let me answer that in a different way. Today, we have to pay unemployment as a country to military men and women who separate and can't get a job. Last year alone, the Army, just the Army, spent almost $1 billion in unemployment for service members who had separated because they couldn't find a job. So we don't have an estimate yet of what our bill is, but as we are looking at this, we believe that in the long run, it will be very beneficial for our country to use the billions of dollars we have invested in training for these military men and women, have them come home and get a job and not be costing us again as recipients of unemployment.
And just give us an update on the status of the bill. Do you have some co-sponsors? Where does it stand now in terms of legislative process?
We do. We have a number of co-sponsors, in fact, bipartisan, which we work very hard in my committee. We've passed it out of committee. We'd like to bring it to the Senate floor for the full Senate to consider. The House is considering a companion bill as well, and I think it could be one of the most important things we do this year as a country, and here's why. We have a large number of men and women who are coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan who are separating from the military at a very tough economic time. I was in college during the Vietnam War. I saw what happened to our Vietnam veterans when they came home and were really dismissed by our country. We cannot do that again, or 20 years from now, we will continue to see high rates of suicide. We will see high rates of drug use. We will see high rates of homelessness of today's veterans, and our country will be saying, what did we do wrong? I don't want that to happen. This, as we know, is a tough Congress to get things through. We need the public behind this. We need the public to say we owe it to the men and women who served our country honorably, more than just a thank you. We owe it to them to help them come back and come into the civilian world and be productive members of our country again.
Washington Senator Patty Murray talking about Senate Bill 951 to provide better job training for soon-to-be veterans. You can hear this interview again, find links to more information at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.